Now, friends, as we come today to this 21st chapter of the book of Acts, we merely continue on with the Apostle Paul on his return journey from his third missionary trip. He made three, and he's returning now, and it's almost like a wonderful victory march that he's having as he comes back into the city of Jerusalem. But along the way, why, there are warnings that are coming to him. And then we saw that tender meeting that Paul had yonder with the elders of the church in Ephesus. And they loved him and he loved them. And yet he warned them that even in their own midst there would arise those that were wolves in sheep's clothing, and that they would turn people from the Word of God. And we've seen that today. We've seen it in our day. Now, Paul, as he moves on, and if you have our notes, we have a map. It's rather sketchy, but you can certainly follow Paul's third missionary journey. And if you keep that map before you now, he's leaving Ephesus, and he's come down to Miletus. And now we find, I'm reading it, verse 1 of chapter 21 of Acts. And it came to pass that after we were gotten from them and had launched, we came with a straight course unto Coos, and the day following unto Rhodes, and from thence unto Patara, and finding a ship sailing over unto Phoenicia, we went aboard and set forward. Now, are you with him? May I say that taking ship at Miletus, came down to the southern coast of Asia Minor, Patara, and changed ships there, and now he's headed for Tyre on the coast of Israel. Actually, it's in the land that we know today as Phoenicia, ancient Phoenicia, and of course today in Lebanon. Now, will you notice, now when we had discovered Cyprus, we left it on the left hand and sailed unto Syria and landed at Tyre, for there the ship was to unlay her burden. Now, I love the way that Paul expresses it here, and I think the translators of our authorized version has captured something that the modern translations just miss. For instance, he talks about they discovered Cyprus, then they just left it on the left hand, which simply means that as they are sailing now to Tyre, Cyprus looms in the distance. Well, they didn't want to land there. Paul had been there before, and he didn't discover it when he was there before. It had been discovered long before that. But all it means is simply that it loomed on the distance to their left, and then they left it because they are not going to stop there. And they go on to what was then Syria, but Tyre is the city. Tyre was a great commercial center, had been from ancient times.